Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today will be mostly cloudy with a high near 38 degrees. Tonight, again, mostly cloudy with a low around 30. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 46. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 27. And on Sunday, a 20% chance of snow after noon, partly sunny with a high near 39. Breezy west winds could gust as high as 30 miles an hour. And in the news for today, as of the time this news broadcast was being completed, the jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse double homicide case in Kenosha was still deliberating. We will announce the verdict when it becomes available. On Thursday, the judge for the case, Bruce Schroeder, made an issue from the bench prohibiting MSNBC from the courtroom after it was discovered that a photographer associated with the network was seen following the jury bus from the trials. Jurors are ferried to and from the courthouse each day in a bus, Schroeder described as sealed, to prevent them from seeing signs or protesters on either side of the divisive trial that might influence them as they consider the fate of the 18-year-old Rittenhouse. And in other state news, on Thursday, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed the proposed voting maps that had been created by the Republican-controlled state legislature, calling them gerrymandering 2.0 and setting the stage for the state Supreme Court to hash out the details over the maps. Republicans do not have enough support in the legislature to overturn the veto. Voting maps for the state are drawn up every 10 years following the results of the census. According to this morning's WPR online news, during floor debate last week, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said he believes the Republican-drawn maps are legal, quoting, "They're constitutional, they're compact, and contiguous. We follow all the principles," he said. Now the maps will be sent to court, but it's unclear which court will be the one to ultimately resolve the matter. There are cases pending in both federal and state courts. The weekly COVID-19 update was released by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services on Thursday, and they show a slight increase in cases and hospitalizations statewide. There were 2,963 new confirmed cases reported last week, with 16 more deaths due to complications from the virus. 16 counties in the state are considered in the very high ranking for community spread. Vernon County remains one of those counties, reporting 29 new confirmed cases last week with one new hospitalization, but no deaths were reported. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.